I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. More news that the drug-related violence in Mexico is not abating. On Saturday, 20 people were reported killed in the northwestern state of Sinaloa. 8 of the victims were gunned down while playing volleyball in a park. Elsewhere, 3 bodies were left hanging from a bridge, apparently as a warning. Understandably, Mexicans are scared. Many also feel powerless to do anything about the violence in their country. Mexican-American singer Lila Downs has thought a lot about what's happening in Mexico, and she's turned to music to try to make sense of the seemingly relentless violence. This song is from her just-released album, Pecados y Milagros, or Sins and Miracles. Lila Downs singing La Reina del Inframundo, or Queen of the Underworld. Lila Downs joins us from her home in the Mexican capital. Lila, you wrote this and several other tunes on the new CD with your partner Paul Cohen. This is a song that's both romantic and sinister, I gotta say. Who is the character that's singing this Queen of the Underworld?
Well, it's actually inspired by a number of women that I have read about in the papers, especially on the border, and of course the drug wars that are going on in Mexico. And it's about a woman who is singing from 6 feet under, and her crown is actually a tombstone. And she's saying, well, I was in the business and I used to have a hard time with money, and then I finally had a lot of money, but then look at me now, I'm 6 feet underground. So it's kind of in a very Mexican tradition of poking fun at death. During these days, it's during the Day of the Dead, typical to kind of play with the notion of being underground. Ya quiero levantarme, como es que tiembla tierra, oyendo ese mariachi que canta mi canción. La calle lleva polvo, el polvo que me vuelve al chapo potenero.
This theme seems to pop up throughout this album, Pecados y Milagros. I mean, there you are, writing songs against the backdrop of these bloody drug cartels and really the worst period of violence in Mexico since the Mexican Revolution. What is it like being an artist in a country that is effectively at war? How has it affected your own work?
Well, very much so. I think the mood is in a way, when you read the papers every day, when you're on the internet, you see all these really scary, very gory scenes. You can't avoid looking at the photographs. And I think many of us, we kind of try to avoid the subject because we have to deal with it every day. So I think this is when art really can offer maybe at least some sort of refuge, you know, the artistic need of expressing anger, frustration, being afraid, you know.
Do you personally know anyone who's been a victim of the cartel drug violence?
I guess that you hear stories from different regions and that people tell you about. So in a way, yeah, you don't know them personally, but you know about someone who knew someone who disappeared or who, you know, had a bad ending, had a negative story, and you just kind of try to avoid hearing. You hear the details and you just kind of close the chapter and you say, okay, I'm going to kind of pretend that I just didn't hear that. So it's in a way we're kind of in denial, I think, about what's happening.
What about your own safety, Lila? I mean, you know, journalists are out there documenting what's happening, and they're in the crosshairs of the cartels, some say. You're also documenting in a different way, but you're documenting what's going on.
In a different way. Well, I think that it's you just have faith. Maybe that is the reason that you go to these kind of images that have to do with our past, with our deep sense of religion, with the earth, with the santos, and you hold on for the ride, and you go, okay, I'm gonna do my best. And I think it does make you think of the revolution, and I think that's why I composed some songs that have to do with Zapata and our deep sense of being revolutionaries. I think this is one of our contradictions. We have a gun in our hand, I think, romantically speaking, as our identity. And at the same time, we have to deal with this now. and kind of we're not ready to condone it completely. And that's part of what's poetic about what's happening as well.
You talk about images, and it's not just figurative images. In the liner notes, too, Pecados y Milagros, alongside each song, there is a painting or a retablo. I mean, and these images, very Catholic in their origin. What is the connection between these seemingly incongruous images, the drug cartels, and your own music? I mean, your album has the very Catholic title, Sins and Miracles.
I think that my motivation was really about the notion of morality. And I think in Mexico, we do have a kind of a superstitious notion surrounding all of what is our faith, because it's complex. It's a syncretism. It's mixed with elements that are from Catholicism, brought from Europe, but they're also very Native American, and they're very practical in a sense, that you kind of adapt. And I think Mexicans are very artistic in this sense, that they adapt our culture based on what our needs are, and especially artistically.
Do you think, I mean, given just how perplexing and how seemingly irreconcilable this whole drug cartel war is, are Mexicans looking for a miracle?
I think it's a moment that maybe this, with people who maybe don't express their faith, you know, like going to church every day or in some way meditate. I think that right now is a moment when maybe we are all thinking about it in the same way. At least for the music, this is something that's very present for me. I know that when we have been performing these pieces, I felt a sense of sympathy and kind of peace within. The music, I think, is somehow healing people and making them feel something, which I think is what we need right now. We desperately feel like we need to come together.
Singer Lila Downs in Mexico City. Her new CD is titled Pecados y Milagros. Lila, thank you very much for speaking with us.
Thank you so much.
Con el atardecer me iré de aquí, me iré sin ti. Alejaré de ti con un dolor dentro de mí. Te juro, corazón, que no es falta de amor, pero es mejor así.